Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the source of success, building character in your life. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, initiative. God created man to have fellowship with him on earth and for eternity. Why did he allow Satan to set up an opposing kingdom and deceive whole nations into following him for eternal destruction? God, by his very nature, is love. Sincere love requires that the one being loved to have free choice in whether to accept or reject the love that's offered. God controls the universe, but he has given man the ability to make choices. In fact, the existence of Satan's kingdom is a demonstration of the free choice of love. Satan was made as a beautiful creation of God, but he chose to reject God's love and be his own boss. Everything is under God's authority. Romans chapter 9, verse 21 to verse 23. Does not the potter have power over the clay? From the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory? Another reason the Lord allows Satan's kingdom to exist is to keep believers aware of their need for God's protection, provision, and direction. Our need for the Lord increases our love for him. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Matthew 6, 33, our text. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Initiative is seeing and doing what needs to be done before someone asks me to do it. The Hebrew word shashab, usually translated think, defines the thinking part of initiative. It means to plan, to calculate, to invent, to imagine. The Greek word most frequently used for doing, poio, describes the action part of initiative. It means to make, produce, execute, institute. Initiative is expressed in two ways. First, by thoughts, and then by deeds. It requires faith to discover God's plan through his word, and works are necessary to get it done. I'll give you a warning. Initiative that is not prompted by faith results in doing our own will rather than God's. Scripture teaches that power for good or evil is in our thoughts and words. Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, the second part of it, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. God himself is our example in creative thoughts and words. Hebrews 11, 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3. God said, let there be light. and there was light. He initiated our salvation through his words, and we receive it by our words. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is possible for initiative to result in iniquity or sin. We can take initiative to do good things, but those things may be iniquity if they are to advance our own agenda and to do our own will rather than God's. So, how do we avoid iniquity? Well, follow Christ's example in his word. Remember the old WWJD question? What would Jesus do? We need to ask that, and we need to discover what that is, what Jesus would do in God's word. And then allow the Holy Spirit to prompt the right initiatives in you and guide you in properly carrying them out. John chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. What is our primary concern as a Christian? It's to glorify God. How do we accomplish this? Through works, doing good. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So let me ask you, how much initiative do you have? Do you show initiative by fellowship with God in the morning? Do you take initiative by seeking life direction from God's word? Do you show initiative in reconciliation with enemies? Do you initiate good works in response to the Holy Spirit? Do you take initiative in sharing the gospel with others? Good questions for us to answer. You have a great day.